Greetings, this is Mr. Fresh with episode 11 of Tech Times. Today's episode is about written communication, or I should say the tech of written communications. Of course, this specifically involves emailing and texting. And I'm going to talk about that communication between just two people, personal communication, if you will. I grew up in a time before the internet was created, and because of that, I can remember spending many days actually writing letters to friends. The U.S. Postal Service was thriving, of course, because of that. And I remember many years ago when I was in college, a friend of mine, when I departed from high school to college, he took the path of leaving high school and becoming a career Air Force soldier. 22 years, I believe it was. I remember when we were in college, we would write letters back and forth. And as some of you know and still know, there's something about receiving a letter via your postal service versus an email message in your inbox. While both of them can be surprising, there's something inherently tactile about opening a letter, reading a letter, looking at the, if you're into this, the type of stationery it was written on, noticing the person's handwriting, fortunately if it's legible enough to read what they wrote. And it's just a different experience in reading a letter as opposed to getting an email message, or even so, especially today, a text message. Called my daughter when she was out with her mom, and of course I couldn't get through to her on her cell phone, but that's another story in itself. Any event, of course I knew I can get her if I sent her a text message, which I did, and she responded back via text. Well, I won't delve off into text messaging these days. It is definitely the way to communicate. It's quick. I do it all the time. And amongst teenagers, that appears to be the appropriate and the most desired way of texting. But I digress. Let's get back to letter writing. I think I recall seeing a website or a blog, one of the two, that was totally devoted to the art of letter writing. Of course, I, in my younger days, wrote love letters as well and received love letters. I specifically remember receiving a few from a young lady I was seeing. I was younger at the time, and she, like many, enjoyed sending me perfume-laced letters. Now, unless the tech changes, which is entirely possible, you're not going to get that via an email, for sure. So anyway, I've thought about this particular topic over the years, and I think I'm going to get back to trying to get into the habit of writing letters to at least my close friends, just to get that feeling, that tactile feeling, that entire feeling of the letter writing joy as opposed to email or text. I kind of draw the same correlation to reading magazines as well. Well, that being the case, the change in songs came appropriately, because that's all I want to talk about regarding this particular topic. In any event, feel free to leave your comments on letter writing versus electronic communications between two people. Hope everybody's doing well. Enjoy the rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And catch you in the usual places. Take care. Bye-bye.